My castmates, Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics that matter to you from a real and free perspective. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and soul, spirit and soul, spirit and soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was The Walls Group with Hold On. Welcome to episode 10 of my brand new show, Spirit in Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to The Quakes for helping me to create and produce our theme song and also singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. Thank you so much to Kata Mafiasa from Grind Hard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. This 13-episode, 60-minute-ish, long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being, and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit in Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. I'm on Pacific time, so that's why you're hearing me say evening. All episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's episode is Life After Depression. Life After Depression. I am passionate about this topic because it hits so close to home. I lived many years of my life in depression and want to be an encouragement and vessel of hope and encouragement for those who are struggling in this area. There is life after depression. We are in this together. On this episode, we'll have a new story time, Q&A, Who Said That? With Bertie Britz and Don Warner, Woman to Woman with me and Veronica segments, and I'll be sharing more words of life and taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, of course, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Since the topic of tonight's show is life after depression, I want to send 3 people who've been struggling with depression, hopelessness, or despair a handwritten note of encouragement from me. I love writing notes and cards for people. I love encouraging them, and I love being able to share with everyone all that I have received. So stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win a handwritten encouragement note from me. My Poverty Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. I'm gearing up for some awesome performances and speaking engagements this month and next month. And of course, I get booked throughout the year. And this spring, we're going to be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, LA County, Sacramento, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Poverty Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, Thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I am constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon with The Quakes, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I will be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support is phenomenal, and I am forever grateful unto you. We're going to get right into our first segment, Story Time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. Tonight, I want to share a bit about my journey to life after depression. Yes, there is such a thing as life after depression. The earliest that I can remember my depression starting was around middle school. Maybe a little bit before that, but I really feel around middle school. And a lot of my depression came from my environment and how I grew up and just not being in a healthy family environment and atmosphere. And also a lot of bullying and being teased in school and just not ever feeling comfortable in my skin and who God created me to be. When I was a very little girl, when Jesus revealed himself to me around 5 years old through dreams and visions that I'm living today, you know, that gave me a lot of strength and a lot of confidence and courage. But that was right around the time that a lot of the chaos in my life started to happen. And so throughout my life for many, many years, I struggled with depression. And it was tough because I knew how to wear a mask. I knew how to wear a mask, and I was a perfectionist and overachiever. So unless you were seeing things with a great intuition, it would be hard for people to know that I was struggling with depression, because when you see me, I always look so happy. I was always smiling. I worked so hard. I was very, as I mentioned, I was an overachiever and high performing, and all the different things I could do, perform well in school, with my activities, with athletics. So to others, on the outside, it would look like I was very happy. And many people I went to school with would say they had no idea that I was struggling with depression because I always seemed so happy and so joyful. And for me, when I lived in depression, there were so many lies that I believed. You know, I didn't see anyone around me or hear any messages about God's freedom and how you didn't just have to cope with it or manage it. I didn't even know other people were struggling with depression. So I just felt so alone. I felt like I was the only one who was struggling and suffering. And I didn't think I could talk to anyone about it. You know, once again, if you're wearing a mask all the time and you're a perfectionist, you definitely don't feel like you can be vulnerable or transparent. So I buried this for many years, and it manifested in many different ways, including fear, anxiety, panic, paranoia, unhealthy relationship with food, just a very low quality of life. And one of the biggest lies I believed was that God was the one who caused these things to happen to me and who caused me to feel this way in order to make me a better person and so that I could help other people. Mind you now, this is what theologians and pastors and teachers, etc., were teaching me. People who supposedly had a lot more info and knowledge and wisdom than I did were teaching me these lies. And so it just continued to deepen and darken the depression that I was living in. And I remember I struggled with wanting to live and be here because it just hurt too much. And you feel like your circumstances aren't going to change. Everything in your family isn't going to change. You're just going to have to continue to suffer. And when you're a kid, you only feel like you can do so much. So you just are suffering and hurting. But as I look back on my life now, I can see how God was always protecting me and watching over me. I know now that he is not the one who caused my pain and heartache. God did not just allow it to happen or was just a bystander on the side, but that he was actually with me the whole time, protecting me and guiding me. God is the reason why I'm still alive today and why I have hope and why I have joy today. And for me, throughout my life, I can see him bringing mentors to me. He's continued to give me new dreams. He continued to watch over me, continued to guide me, because I can think with my environment and how I grew up, with the things that I experienced in my childhood and the neighborhoods where I've been. It is a miracle that I am who I am today and that I'm alive and in my right mind. Trust me when I say that. Many of the kids that I grew up with, people I went to school with back in Florida who experienced similar family environments and backgrounds as me, their life is almost the complete opposite of mine. So I know that it is by the grace of God and by His love, kindness, goodness, and power that I'm here today and in my right mind and moving forward in my dreams and passions. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that I am able to see beyond depression and to be able to live in the peace and joy that I do now. I feel around in my early 20s, as I'm moving forward in my dreams, because as you all know, I've been very passionate about these things for as long as I can remember. I don't remember a time in my life when I wasn't passionate about my dreams and aspirations and where this wasn't all I knew. And I felt God speaking to my heart, and in so many words, He said, Shade, we are not moving forward in your dreams, we're not moving forward in your life, we're not moving forward in these things that I put within your heart until I am able to change your perception of me, change your perception of yourself and your perception of others. Enough is enough. It is time for you to be healed. And literally, I feel like He just strategically just began to place me in circumstances around people, open my heart, open my ears, my mind, my being, to really see God for who He was and to really see myself for who I was and others for who they were. And I began to see that depression didn't have to be my lot in life. All the fear I was living in, the anxiety, panic, paranoia, et cetera, that I didn't just have to cope. I didn't just have to manage. But through His grace, through His love, Jesus created me to overcome, that I am more than a conqueror. Over the years, it's been so phenomenal. I'm really thankful unto God. I'm so thankful because as I begin to learn more about who God really was and who I really am, it changes everything. You know, God feels every single thing that we feel. He experiences every single thing that we experience. He's with us in it. Wherever we are, that's where God is. He cannot see Himself without us. We are forever implanted in His memory. He's forever implanted in our beings. As I began to receive more of the truth, it began to bring more and more joy to me, more and more joy and more of His grace, more and more of His kindness. And the crazy thing about it is even in times when I had the saddest situations happen to me and you feel such heartache and heartbreak, I still felt hope. I still feel hope. And God is the one who did that. He's the one who healed me and brought joy to my life. And as we continue to receive more of that truth, we realize that not only can God feel everything that we feel, we can feel everything that God feels. God has joy, unlimited, everlasting joy and peace and hope in His heart that He feels for us, that He feels for Himself, for nature, for the world. And we can experience and feel that same joy. So when I'm feeling a lack of joy, when I'm feeling a lack of hope, or things in my life are trying to drain me or overwhelm me, I'm able to receive continuously from the joy of God. It doesn't mean I'm always happy. There's sometimes I don't always feel so happy, and that's okay. But I still feel joy. I still feel peace. It's really, really hard for me to get depressed nowadays. I would have to sit there and make myself depressed, which is a miracle because it wasn't always like that. I was easily depressed. Now it's like, of course, you get frustrated, all the normal human emotions, because they're all normal. And even feeling depression, depending on what someone has been through or what they're experiencing, that's normal too. It makes sense. It's really hard for me to get depressed now. I would have to make myself. I know too much of the truth now. I've experienced too much of God's love, too much of His hope. I am too intertwined with Jesus and His presence for me to be depressed now. Even though I'll experience times of sadness, I'll experience times of heartache, I still feel loved by God. I still feel courageous. I still feel like I can be myself. And so life after depression is so worth it. There's not only a light at the end of your tunnel, there's a light inside of your tunnel. There's a light inside of you. However you feel, you don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to feel embarrassed. You don't have to hide yourself away. It's okay, and you're okay. And there is life after depression. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on others. God will never give up on you. He will always come to you. He will always stay with you. He will always be with you. He will always speak the truth to you. And so my prayer for you and anyone who's listening today and who will listen to this in the weeks and months and years to come is that you will be encouraged to know, and I can be an encouragement to you, to realize that there is life after depression and that there is joy after depression. We don't have to just manage it. We don't have to just cope with it. It doesn't have to be your lot in life. But God has created you for so much more, and nothing and no one can ever separate you from His love. Depression can never define or determine who you really are, and your destiny is greater and brighter than your challenges and whatever circumstances you're going through today. I want to end the story time segment by playing one of my favorite songs, Meredith Andrews' You're Not Alone. When I was living in depression, one of the biggest lies I believed was that I was alone and the only one struggling. God helped me to realize that He was with me and felt everything that I felt. And also, there was many people who were struggling with depression and who deal with this all the time, and that Jesus had never left me and was always for me. Listen into the lyrics of this song and let the truth wash over you and renew your heart and mind. Let's get into our next segment of the night. If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with Woman to Woman. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire myself and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. Tonight on Woman to Woman, we're sharing about your voice is powerful. Never allow anyone or anything to shut you up. Even when you are afraid, speak up. Even when you feel suffocated, speak up. Keep shining bright. You are worth it. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries. Good evening, everyone. It's Sade Champagne
and Veronica Esquivel Winters.
Tonight on Woman to Woman segment, we are going to be talking about this topic. Your voice is powerful. Your voice is powerful. My dear friend Greg Henry, and one of my biggest inspirations, says, "Don't ever underestimate what you have to say and how beautiful it may be. Everybody has something valuable to say." Don't ever underestimate what you have to say and how beautiful it may be. Everybody has something valuable to say. Take it over, Veronica.
Hi. So what I wanted to start off with was a little bit about what used to happen to me. Well, first of all, growing up, apparently I started saying my first words when I was 6 months. So my mom said that I've always been kind of a talker, and you know, on my report cards in elementary school, they'd always say, "Veronica is such a social butterfly. She talks to everybody. She, you know, she makes lots of friends." And so apparently I've always been a big talker. I've always used my voice for the most part. But somewhere in between that time and I want to say probably like a teenager, or you know, in my 20s, it became difficult for me to start speaking up and to using my voice. I was kind of told to watch what I say, and taught to watch what I say and how I said it, which I think there is wisdom in that. But it got to a point where I was always so concerned about what I was saying, how I was saying, who I was saying it to, and kind of like, most of all, holding my feelings and my emotions down, like pushing them down a lot, and not speaking up. And it even got to a point where even my voice, like I was always told too that sometimes I could get really loud. Well, I come from a kind of loud family, so we're all kind of loud, especially when we get together. You know, everybody likes to talk, and we can tend to get loud. So, you know, people used to tell me, "Oh my God, you're talking too loud. Can you quiet down a little?" And with, you know, eventually with people saying that to me and saying that to anybody really, it just kind of began to hinder my voice. So I was always careful about what I talked about, when, you know, where I was, my voice would get really low, and sometimes people could barely even hear me, and it was one time where I was going through something where my voice was physically, it would come and go a lot. I would get hoarse, and then all of a sudden, I literally had no voice, like, I could barely even whisper or even talk. And this was happening for on and off, probably I want to say about 2 years. And, you know, I would look up all these natural remedies and investigate to see why this was happening. And it would help a little bit, but it would still happen. And it was until one time where I met up with one of my best friends. And it was the first time actually we met up, and we were at a Starbucks.
No, what are you talking about?
I think I'm talking about Sade. And it was, you know, it was the beginning of our friendship, and I had asked her, I was like, you know, I really want somebody to mentor me, and I just love everything, you know, how you speak up and how you talk in front of people without, you know, looking or feeling intimidated. And that was always a great desire in my heart. I always wanted to you know, speak in front of people and encourage people and do all that fun stuff. But so anyways, I asked Sade if she could meet with me, and we met at a Starbucks, and I remember one of the first things she told me, she said, "I need you to speak up." And I was like, "What do you mean? Like, speak up? Like talk louder? or what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, speak up. I can barely hear you. You're whispering. And I didn't even realize, you know, that it got to that. And so anyways, we began to meet up and stuff. And it was so crazy because the more she encouraged me to speak up and to use my voice, and, you know, if I thought I was getting too loud, she's like, I would ask her, am I getting too loud? She's like, no, get louder. And so the more she encouraged me in that, I started noticing that those little episodes of my voice going in and out and, you know, all of a sudden leaving wasn't happening anymore. And I honestly haven't even got one of those, and I don't even, it's been years. And so I really feel that there was something, you know, in happening with that in the physical that I was believing, you know, in spiritually within me that, you know, I had to speak a certain way and be, you know, not talk to her, be quiet and not speak up. So, so with that being said, like that taught me a lot. And now it's like, I feel like I'm so free into, you know, speaking up and being able to be myself, using my voice, because we were given a voice for a reason. You know, there's a reason why we talk, you know, there's lots of different reasons why we are able to talk and communicate, but we were given a voice for a reason, and it's really important to use our voice. And also, with that being said, you know, using it in a healthy way, and with that, I was also able to learn healthy communication, and it just opened up a lot of different doors and avenues, showing me how I'm able to use my voice now. I also wanted to talk a little bit about being confident in what you want to say and what you want to share. You know, what's a lot of the times what I would do, I would, you know, have a thought in my mind or in my heart, and I was never, you know, I wanted to share it, but I wasn't confident in sharing it and sharing what I was thinking or feeling in my heart. It could have been with a friend, or it could have just been in general, some, you know, something that God was sharing with me, putting on my heart. I was always like not very confident in being able to speak that out, and now, you know, I just see that, you know, those thoughts and those things, whatever you want to call it, revelation or an aha moment or whatever, those are things that were put there for a reason, and to be confident in knowing that and to be confident in speaking and sharing, because it does matter, you know. Not only can it impact your own personal life, but the life of others as well. And also, the other thing I kind of touched on a little bit about was the whole healthy communication, you know. Healthy communication is key. You know, a lot of the times, you know, you have that other extreme where it's like, speak your mind, say what you want to say, and not care about how you're going to affect other people around you, or you know, don't care about what other people think, and, you know, and yeah, a lot of those points are valid, but also speaking up, you know, in honor, in respect, and out of love, you know, is very, very important. So as you're using your voice and you're using healthy communication, it is very important to speak up from a place of love and grace and honor and, you know, respect as well. So healthy communication is definitely key.
Awesome. Well, Veronica, I want to thank you so much for sharing that story, because, you know, there's so many people who can relate to that. And as women and girls, we're always told all the time, don't be too loud, don't complain, don't do this. And so what happens is we end up squishing people's voices to the point where they don't even know who they are anymore, and it's hard for them to be themselves. Even in my mentoring and life coaching that I do with people, I spend so much time just having to encourage the person that your voice matters and that what you have to say is important, you know, because they're always being told, you know, to not do too much this, don't do much too much of that. I struggle with that in my life as well. You know, a lot of times growing up in religion and traditional church, I didn't feel like I could actually speak up and be myself. I couldn't think for myself. And it's like, I'm thankful unto God over the years. He's continued to show me. And I believe this for our listeners as well. He shows you how valuable you are to him, what you mean to him. And he shows you how he speaks up and he speaks.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's about healthy communication from a place of love, you know, because obviously as you are receiving that love from your heart, that's what you're going to be able to share with others and what you're going to be able to encourage them in. And so what is something that you would share with someone who is struggling with speaking up right now, and someone who feels intimidated when it comes to speaking, whether it be public speaking or even just sharing a something that they are not happy about in a relationship.
Yo, that's really good. So, first, let's see, somebody who might be intimidated to speak up in general, well, one of the things that I used to do is look at myself in the mirror and look at all the qualities that I have and think of the qualities that I have, and I would look at myself in the mirror and speak them out loud to myself. So, I don't know, I really feel like that helped me out to be able to start using my voice more and speaking up more. Another way is to, like, if you want to, you know, speak in front of, do public speaking, speak in front of people, to look, for, you know, for the, when the opportunity comes for you to be able to do that, go for it. Like, don't try to overthink it. Don't focus on the things that you're feeling like you can't, you're not capable, you've never done it before, because everybody had to start somewhere, you know. And I feel that the more you do it and the more you put yourself out there, the easier it's going to get. And the more confidence you're going to build, and it's just, you know, it starts to blossom into who you've always been, and you get to see that. And when you begin to see that, like, you gain even more confidence, and you just go for it, you know. Don't hold back, because you have that desire there for a reason. And, you know, it's, if there's an opportunity that comes up, just go for it.
And then what would you say for people who are struggling with speaking up in their relation, like a personal relationship, whether it be, or even a professional relationship, like something that they're having a problem with the other person? What do you feel is a healthy way to communicate that or to encourage them to speak up?
So, you know, one of the things that you can do is that, you know, is could be unhealthy is not to speak up because of lots of different reasons, you know, whether it's fear or intimidation or whatever. And that just kind of holds things down and makes matters worse. So if you can just maybe even practice it, you know, first in your mind, and also just know that you're coming from a place of, you know, love and honor and grace when you're going to talk to that person, to definitely approach the person from that place, and maybe start with the way you're feeling first and how, you know, this particular thing that the person in a relationship is doing, how it's affecting you and how it's making you feel, you know. When we tend to do that, it makes the person less offensive, and it makes it more about, you know, how it makes you feel. So maybe just starting with that, like, you know, using the I feel when this happens, or when I see you doing this, or when you speak to me this way, I feel, you know, scared, or I feel intimidated, or I feel hurt, you know. Coming from a place from that, I think it opens the door to be able to make it a lot easier for a healthy confrontation. And also for us to speak up and not stay in a situation that's not healthy for us just because we're scared to speak up and to address the issue, you know.
And as we're wrapping up tonight's segment of Woman to Woman on Spirit and Soul, we want to encourage you that as you're speaking up, you know, in life, as you're using your powerful voice, people aren't always going to respond the way you want them to. And it's an unfortunate thing. It would be great if everybody could respond in love all the time and they could be receptive and, you know, we could all be joyous and harmony and unity together. But it's not always going to work like that. But continue to speak up and be yourself. God is going to continue to love you through it and encourage you through it and empower you through it. And you're going to be more than okay. We'll talk to you guys next time on Woman to Woman.
Bye.
You're listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. For this week's Q&A segment, I want to answer a popular question that I get asked. How do I handle feelings of depression, hopelessness, and discouragement? First off, you cannot fix it yourself. You cannot fix it yourself. And this is good news, because now all the work is on God to make you whole. It is God's responsibility to heal you, restore you, and to bring you joy again. And so it's important that you allow yourself to listen to, watch, and read the truth 24/7.
This world is full of so much negativity and pessimism and things that want to suck us and drain us. I don't believe the whole world is evil like a lot of people will say, but I will say, I will admit that obviously there is evil in this world and there's a lot of heartache in this world. And we even experience heartaches in our situations and just in lives and life in general where we feel weak from time to time and where we feel exhausted and drained by circumstances. And so it's important to allow yourself to listen, watch, and read the truth as often as possible, as much as possible. It may seem challenging at first because you may not always understand everything you're listening to, or you may have a lot of questions, which is totally fine. But the more that you allow yourself to listen, watch, and read, the more that you will understand. It's the same as when we learn things in school. Oftentimes, we didn't learn it right away. It took time, and it takes time to be able to receive the truth, and we want to allow ourselves to continue to receive that truth. So when the lies are coming in and telling us, you know, that it's always going to be this way or this is just the way it is, or, you know, you're just going to have to cope, or whatever anything that you're hearing that's telling you you're not good enough, you're not valuable, you don't have this. When you know enough of the truth, you're going to be strong in the truth and encouraged by that. Reach out to your loved ones. Surround yourself with people who love you. Don't isolate yourself. So many people, they're going through things, and we isolate ourselves from the ones who love us and who can help us. And that can be especially easy because oftentimes in life, especially in our reality TV and social media-based society, we always think that people are against us. And before we know it, we don't trust anyone anymore. And so I want to encourage you to reach out to your family and friends. Reach out to your loved ones. You know, there's so many people who care about you. There's so many people that are glad that you're alive. There's people who have gone through what you've gone through. There are people who are experiencing what you are. And it's such a joy to know that we're not alone and we can receive encouragement and words of hope from people who have been through depression, who have been through anxiety and feeling down in life, and to know that there is life on the other side. I'm a living example of it. Be honest with God about how you feel. It's a no judgment zone. It's only love, and He understands. God understands what you feel. He understands why you feel the way that you feel, and He doesn't judge you. And so we can be ourselves with Him. Only when you can begin to really open up to God and just be yourself about what you're struggling with, how you feel, even if you blame Him for certain things, then will you be able to feel a release in your heart and you'll feel so much more joy and peace when you can fully be yourself. I don't know if you guys are similar to me in the sense where when you grow up in so much religion and you grow up with so many like rules, you don't feel like you can be yourself because people will just put you down or cut you down, and they don't mean to do it, but they just don't know any better, you know, and begin to dismiss and discredit how you feel. And so then there's distance in the relationship as opposed to a true relationship, you know, true friendship. You should be able to share certain things, and especially with God, and know that He's always going to have your back and He's always going to think the best of you. Get some sunshine and fresh air. Sunshine and fresh air are known to be huge to our healing and huge to just our well-being, you know, and breathing. I love allowing myself to be able to take deep breaths. I love the sunshine. I love getting fresh air. You know, many times when you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling sad and discouraged, people can just hide away in their rooms and they just stay to themselves. But allow yourself to enjoy nature. There's so much healing power and healing properties in nature. And God created nature for us to be able to enjoy. Go for walks and find out what fitness activities you enjoy. You know, this helps to release positive and happy endorphins. Walking is very relaxing. It helps to release a lot of the stress and frustration that you're going through. And fitness activities that you enjoy are also really good for letting out frustrations and tension. I love kickboxing. You know, sometimes you don't feel like praying or you don't know the words to pray. For me, it's like my entire life is a prayer. So even if I'm not speaking words of prayer, that kickboxing session that I have is prayer to me. And God understands my heart and what's being said through that session and what I'm trying to release from my heart. Drink lots of water and eat consistently throughout the day. When we eat and drink enough, it helps our body to function as it's supposed to, which lessens the stress that we feel. Often when people are feeling stressed or depressed or anxious, they either will eat too much or not eat enough. And so I just want to encourage you to eat consistently throughout the day, making sure you're drinking lots of water. These are all practical things that really do help to enhance our joy and to enhance our happiness, because we are mind, body, and spirit. We're not only mind or only a body or only a spirit. You know, we do have a physical being, and as our physical being is being cared for, it makes it a lot easier for our mind and our heart and our spirit to be in a healthier place. And do more of the things that bring you joy. What brings you joy? You know, there's so many things I can think of that bring me joy. As I mentioned, nature. I love dancing. I love fitness. I love encouraging people. I love laughing. I love singing. I love eating dark chocolate, coconut water, sweet potato chips. There's so many amazing things. Do more of the things that bring you joy, and don't apologize for it either. And lastly, and most importantly, healing happens one moment and day at a time. Healing happens one moment and one day at a time. Don't give up. It doesn't happen overnight. It can, you know, and I've seen it happen for people overnight, but majority of the time, and be prepared that it's going to happen over time. The same way that we started feeling all types of depression and sadness and things over time, healing is the same way. If you're going in the right direction, keep going. Keep going forward. God is with you and He is for you. And I can guarantee you that it does get better. And even when the challenges come, even when that pressure or that sadness comes, I believe that you won't stay there like you used to, but it will pass. Our next segment of the night is Who Said That? This is where I feature message clips from my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors. These clips are also another reflection of what I believe. Tonight's clips come from my dear friends, inspirations, and mentors, Dawn Warner and Bertie Britz. I titled Dawn's clip, It Won't Always Be This Way, and Bertie's clip, Your Problems Are Not Eternal.
And I just felt to encourage you. I know this, our Father wants to encourage you that you are loved and precious and wanted. And for those of you going through a hard time, for those of you who just feel down, discouraged, feel like, is this it? Is this all there is? Am I always going to feel like this? And I want to tell you, no, 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 no. Our Father knows exactly what you're going through. He made you. He formed you. He fashioned you. He co-lives this life with you. And He knows what you're going through, and He's faithful to bring about His salvation in your heart and in your life. And I can just feel His heart for you right now. He wants you to know how loved you are. He wants you to know that you're not alone. He sees you. He hears you. He hears the cries of your heart. All those cries of your hearts are prayers to Him for Him to come in and do what only He can do, which is persuade your heart and produce His life in you. And I just feel to tell you, He's the God. He's the God of all comfort, the God of all hope. He's a God of joy, love, peace. And He is the lifter of our heads, the restorer of our souls. He is. He and He alone is the redeemer of our lives. He is. And I just want to tell you, if He conquered death in Jesus, He did it. He already conquered death. He can sure conquer what's going on in each and every one of our lives. Death is nothing for Him. Death is nothing for Him. He already proved that in Jesus and His resurrection, and He's faithful to resurrect us in every way we need it. That's why He said, just these words kept coming up in my spirit, sing, O barren one, sing, sing. How many of us feel barren? How many of us feel there's places in our lives, in our families, relationships, whatever it is that feel dead and feel barren? Well, thank God, resurrection is our Father's specialty. That's what He came to do, is produce His resurrection, love, and life in each of us. So I'm here to encourage you. This is our Father's heart for you, that there's never been a moment when He wasn't thinking of you. Not once, not ever one moment in your life He hasn't been thinking of you. So He knows what you're going through, and He knows how to persuade your hearts of truth and produce His very life in you, and He's faithful to do it. Resurrection is His specialty, and He will resurrect you. He'll save us. He said He will save us to the uttermost in every way, and that means save us perfectly. Sozo us perfectly. Heal, restore, bless. He will conquer that thing that's coming against you. He will have vengeance on what's trying to harm you and bring you harm, because He already had the best vengeance ever. He conquered death. That's how bad our Father is. He's so good. He's so, so good. So be encouraged. You're loved. You're prayed for, and He knows you. And He's faithful to resurrect you in every way and to save you in every way He knows you need saving. Have a good night. Rest well. And I just pray for each of you right now just to fall asleep in the comfort of His arms and love and in His tender embrace, because that's where you're at. That's where you're at. And for you to feel the truth tonight of His love, for you to feel His peace, for you to feel the security that you have in Jesus Christ and know you're loved. And I pray that you have that sweet, sweet rest tonight, because tomorrow is a brand new, beautiful day. It's another day for our Daddy to show us His goodness and mercy and to show us His salvation. So he'll prove it to you. He'll prove it to you. So good night, and know you're loved and prayed for. Love y'all.
I just want to give you a word of encouragement. I just feel the Lord has laid upon my heart to say to you that the problem you are facing is not eternal. The problems you are facing is not eternal. The only thing that can live eternally is God. And whosoever God indwells, whosoever has received the life of God, that life is eternal. So any kind of a thing that is not of God will not last. That's why the political systems of this world will not last. That's why the corruption of this world cannot last, because it's not of God. It doesn't possess the ability to live forever. It shall die. It shall come to an end. And you know, we have been part of that system that is dying, coming to an end. But God has come and redeemed us from that so that we can have eternal life. And that eternal life outlives all death. Glory to God. Therefore, we will have life. So this is my word to you, or I believe the word that God is giving through me to you. This is the word that this death is not going to last forever. It will pass away, but my life in you will live forever. Glory to God. Amen.
I want to end this segment by playing a song by one of my friends and inspirations from The Voice, Trevin Hunt, with Rise. You will always rise above and beyond the challenges of today. Your despair is only temporary. You were created to soar and live in love with God, Jesus, and their presence. Don't quit. Don't back up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't check out on yourself. Don't check out on God or life or others. Keep showing up.
Every morning I wake up out. Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I am the beloved of God. My destiny is bigger than my circumstances. My destiny is bigger than my challenges. I am cared for. I am adored. I am treasured. Any anxiety, depression, panic, paranoia, or fear that I feel is not the determining factor of who I am. It can never speak a word about my life and my value to God. Nothing and no one can ever separate me from the love and life of God. God is with me. God is for me. God feels everything that I feel. He sees everything. God doesn't miss or forget a thing. He is faithful to me. He remembers all of his promises. He remembers all that he has spoken over me and to my life. I can see as God sees. I can hear as God hears. I experience and encounter God's love and life in me and with me every moment of every day. All things are working out for my good and for my favor. My life, my body, my mind, my soul, my being are being healed from any traumatic experiences. My brain is functioning at the most highest and healthiest ability. My heart is strong. My heart is open. I have a soft heart. I am able to trust and relax and be myself. I have hope. I am anchored in hope. I am courageous. I am bold. I am joyful. Even on my worst day, I am still killing it. I am still full of the grace of God. I am called. My destiny is phenomenal. My destiny is huge. I was created to live for forever in unity with God, Jesus, and his presence, the Holy Spirit. The presence of God not only follows me, presence of God is within me and with me. I never feel far from his grace or from his peace. I am open to receive his love and his truth. I cannot be boxed in. I cannot be labeled. I am exactly who God says that I am, and I walk in the truth of what God says about me and my life and others. I am full of peace. I see others as they really are because I can see myself as I really am, and I know God as he really is. Every day is my day.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. As you know, I do this every single week, and it's one of my favorite segments of the show. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and on in spirit for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me, and most importantly, it matters to God. He is constantly at work bringing everything and everyone together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. Our first prayer request comes from Glenisha in South Africa, and she says, "My prayer request is that I will awaken to my I am-ness, to never stop seeing through the eyes of Papa Christ, just to be me wherever I go, and never stop being the person I am. Never stop being the person I am." All right. That's a really great prayer request, Glenisha. I pray that for all of us. So, Father God, I thank you so much for your beloved daughter, Glenisha. I thank you that she is adored and cared for by you. I thank you that you are continuing to illuminate her vision. You're continuing to illuminate her hearing. You're illuminating her heart and her very life, that she's able to always see herself, you, and others as everyone really is. Thank you so much that she can always be herself and be confident and secure in her identity. Thank you that, as she said, she will never stop being the person who she is, that she will always feel confident and secure in being herself. Also, Father God, I am praying for Roxy. Roxy's prayer request is that my family will have a safe trip when they come see me. Thank you. Father God, thank you so much for Roxy, and thank you that you've been protecting her and her boyfriend while they're in the military. Thank you that you're protecting all of everyone else that's in her platoon and everyone else that's in the military with her. And I thank you that her family's having a wonderful trip, you know, and that they're going to have such an amazing time together. Thank you that they're packing everything they need, that everything at the airport is taken care of, and that it's just going to be a wonderful time together, and they'll be able to reunite and just rejoice and enjoy one another. And thank you so much for this family. All right, Insulin. Taryn Tall is another one of my supporters from South Africa. He says, to allow my eyes to see deeper into the love of Christ for me and others around me. Thank you, sis. That's another amazing prayer. I pray that for all of us. Father God, I thank you so much for Insulin, and thank you that, yes, that he is continuing to feel and experience and know the depths, the width, the height, and the greatness of your love and care for him and for all of humanity and for the earth and nature, for every single being. Thank you that he's continuing to grow in that love and understand it. Thank you that it radiates his very life. Thank you that you're just continuing to encourage him and empower him in every single area. All right, so this is from Terry Carter. He says, requesting prayers for my son, Michael Paul Carter. He got diagnosed with bipolar disorder and is now dealing with alcohol abuse. The good news is he is willing to go into rehabilitation program to address his issues. Thanks in advance. Blessings. Father God, I thank you so much for Terry's son, Michael. Thank you that first he was able to get a correct diagnosis, and we thank you that even greater than the doctor's diagnosis is your diagnosis, and you're able to turn around his mental illness and his addiction and abuse that he is struggling with. Thank you that you're opening his heart and his being to receive the help that he needs. And thank you that you're healing his mind, you're healing his body, just giving him a brand new start in life. He's been feeling hopeless. He's been feeling like he's not worthy and good enough. Thank you, Jesus, that you are speaking the truth to him and letting him know that he is so loved and cared for by you, that you have chosen him. And just because this is what he's experiencing right now, it doesn't have to be the final say-so of his life, and this doesn't have to be the entire story. Thank you, Jesus. And I also pray for Terry as well, that you are encouraging him and that you are just helping him to be there for his son and to rebuild their relationship, and that it would just be stronger and healthier than ever before. All right. This is from Dawn Duchess. She says her prayer is for success, and success to her means inner peace and self-control. She says, I lose it, and it affects my decisions and perception. Like, I just get in my own way, trying to learn how to appreciate the present instead of focusing on what's always wrong. Father God, I thank you so much for Dawn. Thank you that you are blessing her and giving her this inner peace that she desires. Thank you that you're helping her to have better self-control, that she will not feel bound by her circumstances and situations. Thank you that you're helping her to have much more emotionally healthy relationship with herself, that you're increasing her emotional intelligence, and she's able to deal with her emotions in a healthy way and process through them healthily, that she doesn't internalize and she doesn't blow up, but she's able to process them as they're coming, and that she's able to trust you and trust her loved ones when she's struggling with different things. Thank you so much for empowering her from deep within. And thank you, as she said, that she's going to be able to live in gratitude effortlessly, and she's going to be able to just see how grateful you are unto her and how much you adore her, and that's what she's going to be able to exude in every single area of her life. And thank you that she is a solutions-minded individual, that she doesn't just only see problems, but she always sees solutions, but she sees your hand and everything, perfecting it and working it out for her, in Jesus' name. And this last one is anonymous. Says, say a prayer for me and my family. Me and my father just got into a big, big argument, and I'm tired of him talking to my mother like a piece of crap, and that is so freaking manipulative. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for this family. I thank you that you are bringing healing to them from deep within. Thank you that you are transforming this family, that they won't have to live in this dysfunction anymore. Thank you that you're healing hearts, that you're healing hearts and minds, that you're healing them from even when they were children and traumatic experiences that this family has experienced, whether it be the mom and the dad, the siblings. Thank you that you're healing them from all the pain of their past and of their life. Thank you that you're helping them to get the help they need and that you're rejuvenating their lives again. I pray that they will care, that they will have apathy and that they will have empathy towards one another and that they will support one another and they'll be there for one another. Thank you that you're building this family up. And Father God, I just thank you for anyone who's been struggling with depression. Thank you that you are the God who heals, that the same God who's helping me to live in joy and peace and you continue to heal me and restore me every day is the same God that's living and chasing after every single person in this world. Thank you that you're just bringing encouragement and peace and hope to every single listener and even the people who aren't able to listen. Thank you that your love and your grace is not just restricted to this radio show or restricted to who hears it, but that you're able to reach all throughout the entire universe and all throughout time. And I just thank you so much for bringing restoration to every single person. Thank you for supplying everyone's needs, that they won't have to struggle this month, but that they will be able to see all their needs fulfilled and that you are supplying the desires of their hearts. And thank you that you were just letting everyone know how much they can trust you and look to you and that you're making a way for them and you're working out strategic partnerships and kingdom connections and everything that they could ever need, want, long for, and desire, that any of us could ever need, want, long for, and desire, in Jesus' name. Another segment we featured throughout the season in every episode is Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies and stories from my life and ones that you share with me of all the great things that are happening. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. And so I am going back into the recording studio soon to record my new singles. And I'm going to be sharing more information about this soon. And we have a very big event that's coming up at the end of the season finale for Spirit and Soul, which is, can you believe it's actually only 3 episodes away after this week, only 3 more weeks until we're on air, and so, or for that, we're on air for the rest of the season. So we have a lot of great, exciting things in the works, and I just want to encourage anyone who's been going through a tough time and you feel discouraged in your dreams, God is working it all out. He's bringing all the pieces of the puzzle together. He's working it out for you. You know, I've been pursuing my dreams and passions for many, many, many years, you know, and so I'm thankful unto God. He continues to show me that he's working it out for us and he's making a way. I've been able to do two phenomenal photo shoots this past week, or I should say 2 different sets of photos in this photo shoot, and I was in a professional studio doing these shoots, and so I'm just so thankful for that, and that was always a dream of mine, and God is opening these amazing doors. So I just want to encourage every single listener with that God is the giver of dreams and good things, and he knows what you desire within your heart, and he's working it out for you, and he's making a way in your circumstances. So hang tight and keep your head up.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 10 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to the Quakes for helping me to create and produce our theme song and also singing background vocals. Thank you, Kata Mafiaso from Grindhard Radio, for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to my castmate, Veronica Escovel Winters, and special guests, Don Warner and Bertie Britz. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Fantasia featuring Ty Tribbett with I Made It. You're going to be so glad that you didn't quit. You're going to look back on this moment and see how God was carrying you and guiding you all along, healing and restoring you. Life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. You are loved and treasured. Next week's episode is titled The Truth About Money and Giving. I could write an entire book on this topic. This was such a frustrating area of my life where I experienced and saw so much abuse. I will be forever grateful unto God for how he freed me from this religious disaster and showed me the truth. Now I can freely do what I've always dreamed of, give and share with God, myself, and the world without limitations. God is good and not manipulative. Life with him is not a business deal. It is a life-giving friendship, partnership, and loving family. On this episode, Ty Jordan is bringing a new Grace Fit segment. We'll have a new story time and Mythbuster segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to episode 10 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, March 13th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Grindhard Radio.
never too